from Monday, I would wake up as early as fit the bank. That will make me get there, maybe around 2-7 to hold the line, which I find very long and very much exhausting. There will be too many people there just waiting to get the maximum withdrawal of 20,000, of which it will take maybe an average of a full day. If you get there around 7, you get the money around the late hours of 2. Some will be so much dizzy, and some will be sleeping down, faint in the lines. And like yesterday, we had a nasty experience by people just stumbling, to get to the doors of the bank. Sometimes, you get to the bank, you are told there is no cash. Sometimes you are told, no, besides having the limit of 20,000, for individuals, you are given maybe as small as 3,000 to go back home. What if it costs something like 500 a single trip? You have lost 1,000 in the day.
Mr. Matombo, how is it affecting workers in your view?
Employers are required to deposit workers' salaries with the banks, and that has become the real problem in as far as the cash crisis is concerned. And this is why we have advised all trade unions to ensure that as part of their negotiations, they should include the fact that workers should be paid in cash, because it appears there is no reason anymore for workers' salaries to be deposited through the bank.
How much time are workers spending in queues? What is this doing on productivity?
I had an opportunity yesterday to move around the building societies at 8 o'clock in the evening, and there were people who were queuing to be cashed the following day. And what it means, therefore, is that this is productivity that is being lost. And obviously everyone is aware, including the authorities.
How much on average is being lost in productivity?
I'll tell you what, it's now very difficult, because let's measure it by way of government employees. You can hardly get a government employee who would go to work for 3 days in a week. The majority of them are now going for just one day per week. And if you have to turn that into production loss, obviously it's about 4/5 of the production that is being lost by almost every worker who is employed in government. And that is also a reflection of productivity loss in the private sector as well.
Mr. Mhlanga, we hear that there has been a spate of price increases in the last few days. Is the $20,000 you're getting enough? How far is your $20,000 going a day, if you get
it? Yeah, it's never enough, because all the retailers, and after hearing that there has been increase of maximum withdrawal, all the prices shoot up.
How far is your $20,000 going a day?
And the $20 will leave me with nothing at the end of the day, of which I'll be forced to go back to the bank again the next morning.
How often, on average, do you go to a bank for money in a week?
Almost, I'm having now conflict with my employer, because I'll just go to work, not sometimes I'll go to work just for a few hours only to proceed to the bank.
Can you tell us more about this conflict you have with your employer?
Because the employer will be complaining that, you know, there's some work to be done, but, I, as the worker, I'm not available, because I'll be going to get the money. In a normal situation, I should be getting from the bank, as you heard from Mr. Matongo, in a normal situation, the salaries are supposed to be deposited with the bank, and as a worker, by right, I should get, the full amount of my salary. But just imagine, maybe I paid as little as 100,000, but you go for 5 days to get the money. And after the 5 days, the inflation curve eroded. The best thing for me is to play the truancy game with my employer. When maybe his eyes are off me, I just sneak out and go to the bank to try and get the money. Sometimes I do get the money, sometimes I don't.
Mr. Matombo, what is the ZCTU doing about this situation?
The observation we have made so far, I think it's now quite conclusive that the money that is being cashed is not sufficient enough to get the worker to do, in fact, everything that he would require.
Mr. Mhlanga, what would you like organizations such as the ZCTU will represent workers to do about the situation, which seems to have no end?
I think I would like to see organizations like ZCTU or any other labor organization to lobby for workers who get full salaries from the banks, I think it would be noble or good for workers if they are allowed to withdraw the whole sum. Salaries from the bank, not having some limit.
Mr. Matombo, a lot of people are looking up to organizations such as yours to do something. What would be your last comment on this issue?
Well, my last comment is that our position is very clear, and diversity is just going to arrange for the necessary logistics in the next 2 weeks to ensure that the protest is, in fact, carried on as per the mandate by the General Council last Saturday. In fact, that position is quite clear, and we are going to mobilize workers. And the majority of them, especially those in Harare, we are going to march to the Reserve Bank, and we are going to demand our money from the Reserve Bank governor. That we are going to do, and we are going to mobilize workers throughout the country. That is still on the table.